Blog Talk Radio.
Help me say,
no more cloudy days.
Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. God is good. God is good all the time. We got to send a shout out to Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church and all the churches out there that's definitely giving the Lord praise. Shout out to Game Face, always doing positive things with positive people. Always get your Game Face on every time you wake up in the morning. You know, also Street Queens of Movement, we want to give you praise. You know, all the beautiful people out there that's definitely worshiping God and loving God and trying to live, you know, in God's way and in his path, you know. And when I woke up today, I told God, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to have another breath to breathe, God. And thank you again for allowing me to have food in my stomach this morning, God. And thank you for being you, God, because, God, you are good to me all the time. Without you, there is no me. I give you praise for all that you do for me. God, you are good. You are good. You are good. And I love you. God, all the time, you know, sometimes I might feel like, you know, or you might feel like I'm not there all the time, you know. But I'm here, and you know my heart, God. Only you knew my heart, God. And I try to follow in your way all the time, God, you know. And I love you, God. And I want you to, you know, give thanks to all the beautiful people out there. I can feel your hearts, and I know you might not go to church all the time, but you know God and you love God, and, you know, you got certain things that are going on in your life, but no matter what it is, you need to put it in God's hand, because remember, God loves you no matter what, and God is good. God is good all the time. So love God all the time. God is good. And I give you praise, God, for all that you are. You are wonderful, God. So to my people out there, I know we're going through different things right now, but you know what? We got to give God praise. And God, in your name we pray, amen. God is good. You know, you can call in if you have a testimony, you know, for God today. And you want to call in at 347-826-7722 and give God praise for all that he is. Today's topic, we're talking about learning forgiveness and facing our demons. Now, God knows us and God loves us in every single way, you know. And sometimes, you know, we do things in our past, you know, or things happened to us in our past, either molestation or either, you know, not getting along with your family, or, you know, you and your mother not close enough, or you and your father not close enough. He never really supported you on your dreams, or, you know, things that you have done in your past that you know they were not of the way of God. And learning to forgive ourselves for the things we do in order for us to make change and, you know, progress in our lives, because, you know, the situation is, if we do not forgive ourselves for the things we do and repent to God and tell him and put them on God's hand and say, God, take this away from me, God, take this out of my soul, take this out of my heart, then we cannot progress in life. And a lot of us are filled with anger, resentment, hurt, and pain. And if we do not learn to forgive ourselves and stop beating ourselves up, or learn to forgive our abuser or the person that caused some kind of hurt or pain in our life, we cannot progress, people. We cannot progress. And that is the situation that a lot of us deal with every single day, is learning to forgive. Can you forgive? That's the question you ask yourself. When somebody does something wrong to you, makes you mad, angry, somebody is just a hater, just doesn't want you to just progress in your life, are you going to be angry? Are you going to allow the devil to control your life and let you be stagnated and filled and absorbed with hate to the point that you can't think straight and all you think about is getting vengeance and your whole life is surrounded by getting this person back for the things that they did to you, and, you know, and, oh, I'm going to get you back, and I'm going to, you know, do bodily harm and things like that. At the end of the day, does that solve anything? Does that help you out? Does that change the same predicament you're in already? No, it doesn't. Vengeance is not the key. You know, the biggest vengeance is knowing God and putting it in God's hands and telling God, hey, God, I put it in your hands, and you judge them. Put it in God's hands. What can you do, honestly, to change the anger and the pain that has swelled up in your bosom, but to let it go and put it at the altar at church or on your prayer altar that you have at home and put it on God's hands and say, hey, God, I give this to you, God. Take it from me, God. Take this pain, this anger, this resentment, everything that I have for this individual that has scorned me and hurt me, from your husband that cheated on you and hurt your heart and abused you, you know, from the people that have tried to hold you back from your success, from the people who just don't like you for being who you are, the wonderful and beautiful Christian that you are. People dislike people for so many different reasons. That doesn't mean that you should surround your whole life with anger and hate people. Learning forgiveness. Can you forgive yourself for the things you have done in your life that you know honestly in your heart would not of God? Can you forgive yourself for doing wrong by your parents and just being angry? Can you forgive yourself? Learning to forgive oneself and learning to forgive oneself for situations that happened in your life, from being molested, abused, it's not your fault. Stop beating yourself up. When someone robs you of your innocence as a child and takes that from you, you are not at fault. But you have to learn to forgive that inside, that little child inside that you that is hurting. You have to forgive yourself and face that demon, that abuser that took that from you. You have to pray and know God and love God and tell God, God, take this anger and this pain away from me, God. I know it's not my fault. I know that this person was wrong and they did not have God in their heart when they did this to me. I forgive myself and I forgive my abuser. Thou shalt, God says, thou shalt forget, thou shalt, actually let me rephrase it, thou shalt forgive, but you will not forget. It's something that will not go away over time or, you know, plenty of years, 2 months. Eventually, you will heal from it, but you will learn from it. When we take the burdens and the hate and the anger with us through our life, it causes us to become stagnated. If you've always been, you know, talked about and people have said, you're not going to make it, you're not going to do this, and this anger builds in with you, you have to learn to forgive and take that negative energy and turn it into positive energy. You know the best thing to do for a hater or someone that wants your demise is to be successful. Channel that energy and that anger into focusing on being successful and walking in God's path in order to make you become the Christian that you are, that you want to be. A lot of you out there, I can feel you. A lot of people haven't, you know, been praying as much as they should and, you know, haven't gone to church as much as they should. And they just make up these excuses. Well, I'm tired today. You know, I'm tired. Can't go to church today now. I'm tired. You know, I don't got nothing to wear to church now. you know, make all kinds of excuses. Well, you know, John don't want to go because, you know, he ain't feeling, you know, all kinds of excuses not to go to church. But you know what? Even if you do not go to church, take a time out to go in your little private corner and be at one with God. Let him know that you still know he exists. Take that time out to know him and tell him that you love him and appreciate him. Because remember, God is in your heart, and God never says there has to be that mental person for you to know God. A lot of people ask me why I do this show. I do this show for people who don't have the time to go to church, or maybe they might be at home and they want to listen to a sermon or something, or some kind of message from God for their day and for their life. So that's why I do this show. God loves us in every single way, every imperfection, and every little thing that is of us, because he is our creator. He created us. He knows every inkling and bit, what makes you mad, what makes you sad. God knows you. God loves you, no matter what. I robbed the bank. That he knows that's not of you, not of God. So you repent. God, I'm sorry. The devil was in me at that time and pointing, you know, I want to change my life, God. I put it on the altar, God. But how many times are you going to keep telling God, I'm sorry for the things you do? You know, God forgives you every single time you say that. But isn't it up to us, as we control, you know, the path that we take, to start taking responsibility for our actions? But we still have to learn forgiveness. Forgiveness can take so much weight and so much pressure off your back when you learn forgiveness. Forgiving yourself for the choices you've made. You know, because a lot of us, we sit in the house and we say, man, you know, I shouldn't have done that. And if I had done this, you know what I'm saying, maybe my life would have been a little bit better, or this, that, and the third. You know, we say all these different things that we wish we should have had done, or I should have had done this. But, hey, that's the past. This is now. You know, we have to learn forgiveness, because without forgiveness, we cannot be, you know, progressive and productive. Because why? Because we will constantly be stuck in that mind frame that, man, you know, I can't forgive myself for doing this. I can't forgive myself for doing that. I can't forgive my abuser because he made my life this way. We can control our lives and change our lives if we truly choose to. If I want to change my life and I don't want this abuser or this person that tried to tear me down for the beautiful Christian that I am, I will stop it. I will change my life and I will say, look, no more. I rebuke you, devil. You will not have control of my life, and I will change my life. God is good like that. God gives you the strength where you think you don't have strength. All you got to do is call on him. Because he's good all the time. Learning forgiveness. And facing our demons. Ooh, a lot of us got some demons in our closet. Yes, sir. Look to your neighbor. Look to your friends. Yes, a lot of us got some demons in our closet. A lot of things that we done did in our past that we keep on praying that God won't catch up with us now. A lot of people done some things in their life that they really, really are ashamed of. But, hey, that's life. We did it. We've done it, and we cannot take it back. But we can make change within ourselves, you know, making change within ourselves. We got to stop, you know, relying on other people to change us. And we need to change ourselves in order to be better in life, you know. God loves us no matter what, and God is good, you know. God is good. God is good all the time. That's all I can say is God is good. Without him, there is no me. I live my life every day, you know, trying to be as righteous as possible and trying to help people out there that I know that really need my help. God is good. Give him praise. I'm actually, hopefully by next month or so, I'm going to go on my own little journey of, you know, creating visions and not creating visions, but seeing the visions that God wants me to see and, you know, in regards to, like, other people in my life and, you know, so I can get my next revelation and the next step I need to take in my life. So that's what I'm doing. And if you want to, you know, join me in that whole month of meditation and, you know, we want to do a prayer circle via over the phone or whatever, you know, just, you know, email me at CEOLetsRadioOnline@gmail.com and we can do a prayer circle, you know, over the phone and, you know, we can meditate and pray and fast and, you know, just be in God's grace so God can know where our hearts are at so we can have our next revelation in life. But sometimes we have to do that and just cleanse ourselves and just be alone to figure out what we really want in our lives, you know. And that's the situation in regards to, you know, what we need to do in life. God is forever good, you know. And, you know, we have a lot of storms that we deal with in life, you know. But God will make us conquer it. How many times have we said, this has been the worst day of my life, and God has gotten us through? That's almost every single day for some people. But God has gotten us through. You know, one paycheck to one paycheck. God, I don't know how I'm feeding my family, how I'm going to make it, but God makes a way, and he makes it happen. You know, so, you know, people, we really have to learn to forgive ourselves for the things we do and forgive the people that try to hurt us or have hurt us in order for us to be productive. God is good all the time, and we give you praise, God. Right now, I'm going to go into a prayer. God, oh, Heavenly Father, you are a wonderful God, an awesome God. And I call upon you right now in my moment of prayer to pray for all of the congregation of Mount Calvary Missionary Baptist Church to heal anybody that is ill and going through situations, God, you know, in sincerity, you know, for our pastor, Pastor McCray and his family, First Lady Nicole, you know, and their beautiful child, Shiloh, and their boys, God, watch over them. Watch over the Strowman family. Watch over them, God. I want you to ask you to watch over my daughter, my beautiful daughter, and my family. You know, let them, you know, clear their mind of, you know, all the nonsense. Let them just be focused and walk in your way, God. God, watch over my street queens, you know, and, you know, watch over them and, you know, let them, you know, figure out everything they want to do in life. And just let them be prosperous in all that they do, whatever they're healing, whatever they're going through. And, you know, and watch over my, you know, my sister Emma. Definitely going through situations. Just lost a friend and, you know, their family. You put praise over their, her, the family that was lost, Erica. God bless her. You know, rest in peace. I know right now her soul is washing over Emma, you know, definitely in protection. Also, God, I want you to watch over Miss Susie, wonderful woman, you know, one of your children of God. Watch over her with her business. Let her be prosperable, all that she does, God, and just, you know, keep her strong and keep her prosperous in all she does. God, please watch over Bump, you know, with his business. Let him be prosperable in everything that he does, consulting, God. Let him figure out exactly everything he wants in life. Let it be prosperous and let it come to him, God. All of you know, my associates and family, Tyrone, let everything work out with what he wants. And for me, God, give me the strength to just keep doing you and serving you, God, you know, as you want me to, God. Watch over all of the listeners, all of the callers that call and support every single day. Watch over them. Whatever is ailing them, God, take it from them, God. Whatever stress or pain or anger, God, let them learn forgiveness, God. so they can be prosperable in their life. God, God, you are good to me and everyone all the time. And I give you praise through the good and the bad, God. Because without you and your lessons that you teach, God, I would not be here, God. You wouldn't make me the strong woman that I am, God. God, I give you praise, God. In your name we pray. Amen. Now, I got a couple of minutes left on the clock now. If you want to call in at 347-826-7722 and give your testimony or just give your praise to God, call in. God is good all the time, like I say. And, you know, I love God. We all have to, you know, give him praise no matter what, you know, good or bad. Give him praise, you know. And, you know, I'm going to just go ahead and, you know, end the show off with, you know, the storm is over now once again. And I want to say shout out to Game Face, you know, positive people doing positive things, you know, Young Soldier, whatever, you know, is definitely, you know, in life that, you know, God give praise to you and your family, you know, everybody, you know, that's definitely in my circle, Trip, the Holiday Legion, everybody. Give them praise, you know, and worship, you know. God loves you. I love you. We all love you. Let's Radio Online. And it's over now, man. And this determines your fate on what path you choose. And learn forgiveness, people. Learn forgiveness and face the demons that are in your closet. And be real with yourself, because if you don't become real with yourself, then you'll be living a lie. Put it in God's hands. God loves you. I love you. Give God praise. The storm is over now. Glory out.
Storm is over now.